my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor, and thank you so much for listening today. It is Monday, June the 3rd. We better go Christmas shopping. My goodness gracious, it's right around the corner. We don't need to go Christmas shopping. But, Brother Ethan, you got all the Christmas shopping done? No, good man. And I appreciate you so much. I guess probably everybody knows Brother Ethan has left us, is leaving us, and he is going to Dwight, Illinois with my blessing, but with my broken heart, taking that little boy, Matthew, and his wife. I hope he and his wife are never happy again. No, we're happy what they're going to do. He's working with his brother with the great Bible Tracks ministry out of Dwight, Illinois. Great pastor there, great ministry. Tracks and Bibles and all they do is brothers and event. All three boys are graduates of Notre Dame. They're not graduates of Notre Dame. They're graduates of Golden State Baptist College. And boy, I tell you, when Brother Ethan told me he was leaving, it just wounded my heart. But I just believe he's trying to do the will of God. And I'm of the persuasion. You know, I want to just say one thing about this. His brother called me, who's the director of that, and said, "Brother Treiber, I'd like to talk to my brother about coming here. He's his abilities with IT and apps and graphics, and he is Ethan and Kimmy are irreplaceable. They're just something." And he said, "If you say no, they're your staff member. I'll never tell them." And he means that. I know their family. But I've always had the policy, if you want to talk to my staff, if you call me, you can call them. I don't want to hold them back. And they've prayed about it, and they feel like that. So I've got to find somebody else. What is it I can't keep people? I've had Brother Jake. I've had Brother Stephen. I had Stephen Russ pastoring now, Brother Jake, and working there with Brother Coburnat, and now Brother Ethan. I think they're not running from me. I think they're running from the law. Well, enough of that. Just wait till he. I love this song. This is a great song. Wait till he stands up.
Jesus sits upon his throne, surrounded by the angel's song. For every hour of every day, somewhere on earth a soul is saved. And as each sinner makes his choice, the angels loudly lift their voice. In thunderous chorus they proclaim, each time a soul makes Jesus king, the song in heaven never stops. It's constant praise to the Lamb of God. Yet very soon there'll come a day when angels will give louder praise. Imagine what that sound will be when the Father says, "Son, it's time to." Stands up, the heavens will roar with shouts of praise like never before. The Father'll say, "My son, arise, the time has come, go get your bride." The earth will shake with a trumpet blast, and all the saints will rise at last. If you think heaven's loud, stands up, the heavens will roar
I like that song. Sing it again. Well, I won't do that. But I just wait till he stands up. He stood up. He's seated at the Father's right hand. But he was standing when Stephen, those stones, that deacon was coming down. I see Jesus. Here it is. Standing at the Father's right hand. I see Jesus. Yonder, he stood up, and he's watching. And I hope my Lord could stand up to watch and see what I'm doing for him. And I'm afraid it's so small compared to what he expected. Well, God knows all about that. We're in 2 Peter today. We're going to begin, and I don't know how long we'll be here. Maybe, pardon me, the entire month of June. Might spill in a little bit longer than that. There's only three chapters here, but we're going to look at Peter, the Apostle Peter. What a great man. And we're going to look at this book, 2 Peter. But right before we look, how about the song, I Am Resolved?
I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. I am resolved to go to the Savior, leaving my sin and strife. He is the true one, he is the just one, he hath the words of life. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Highest, I will come to thee. I am resolved to follow the Savior, faithful and true each day. Heed what he saith, do what he willeth, he is the living way. I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee.
Today we begin in the book of 2 Peter, Simon Peter, a servant. I love that. Paul calls himself a servant. It is literally a slave or a bond slave. And of course, we know that in this era, there was about half of the world's population were slaves. Not that awful slavery like we think of America's history, but they were owned by other people. And that's not right either, but they're owned but loved by people. Rich people would buy them and own them and build them a house. And then they would educate their children. They would train their children. They would discipline their children. They're part of the family. And then, of course, that got way out of hand in our slavery situation. But in this day, that people knew that Peter's saying, I'm identified. I'm not the chief in charge. I'm the little stone. I'm Peter. He's the great stone, and I'm a servant of an apostle of Jesus Christ to them that obtained the like precious faith, watch us now, with us through the righteousness of God and the Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's just do this. If you have something to mark your Bible with, if you mark your Bible, would you underline, obtain like precious faith, the precious faith. The word precious simply is very, very special. So we have a precious faith. Look at verse number 4, whereby given to us great and precious promises. Would you mark the word precious? So we have precious promises. We have precious faith, very, very valuable, special faith, very valuable promise. You see, let's go back to 1 Peter. You see, I was sitting 54 years ago on, I believe it was Wednesday nights, my father-in-law, I was working for him, and he was preaching, and we were in, it could have been a Sunday night, but I believe it was Wednesday night, and I was sitting in the front row, I remember, and he began, he opened up the Bible in a way that he's such a student that I'd never seen, even in Bible college. And he brought us this word precious. I remember it. Chapter 1, 1 Peter 1, 7. And he said that the trial of your faith being much more precious. And there it is again, the precious trial of our faith, the very, very special. God said it's a special thing. How about chapter 1, verse 19? But with the precious blood of Christ. So we have a very valuable, special, precious faith, a precious promise, a precious trial, and precious blood in chapter 2 and in verse number 11. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims abstain from a fleshly lust that war against your souls. And he talks about this precious faith, once again, a precious stone. In verse number 4, would you go back to 4? We have the living stone, allowed indeed, and precious. It's a precious stone. And he talks about it in verse 6, the precious cornerstone, the chief cornerstone, Jesus Christ. And then one more in chapter 2, verse number 7, we have unto you, therefore, believe he is precious, a precious Savior. So Peter in 1st and 2nd, Brother Ethan, this is 54 years ago, and I remember it. I remember when I was on the first row. I don't know, we weren't even married yet. I was sitting next to Cindy, his daughter, who became my wife. And it could have been 53 because it could have been the next year, come to think of it. But the precious faith, the precious promise, the precious trial, the precious blood, the precious stone, the precious cornerstone, the precious Savior. See, all of that is very valuable and it's very, very special. And Peter is going to be writing to these people, and he was facing martyrdom. And Timothy was facing martyrdom. Pardon me, Paul was facing martyrdom. But he said, I want to tell you something. I'm attached to something that's very, very precious. Oh, thank God for this book. I believe we're going to enjoy it together. We're going to look tomorrow, verse number 2. Father, thank you for our friends around the globe today that are listening. Bless each and every one is my prayer. May this be a good day as we seek to live for thee. May we glorify, please God, today glorify your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.